Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Chav Hei, 25. Bava Basra, daf Chav Hei, today on Chav Vav Elul, Bava Basra, Chav Hei. So here we are, Mishnah, in the middle of Chav Dalet Amud Beis, towards the bottom. Marchikin es agorin kavua min ha'ir chamishim ama. If somebody has a storehouse where they store a grain, and the important part of this is that not only do they store the grain, but they also winnow the grain. They throw it up. As we know, one of the malachas of the Shabbos, Zoreh. The Gemara says that there are three malachos that have to do with separating. Zoreh, Boreh, Merakeid. The Gemara talks about why you need all three, but Zoreh is the process of throwing up the seeds and the chaff in the air, and the lighter chaff blows away, and the seeds fall to the ground. So that will cause damage to the neighboring fields. So therefore, if somebody has a goren kavua, a permanent goren, that he is building, so he has to do it 50 amos away from the city. Lo yasa adam, is there zora lamaisa? Is there any zora? The zora is one of those malachas. Even if it does come out of lamaisa, it's not one of the more common malachas. It's a big discussion, Bavli Yerushalmi, about spitting in the air, let's say. Is the malacha of winnowing just the separating in the air, or is it separating of the parts, or is it specifically taking two parts and separating them? Not just separating, I should have said spreading. The spreading of parts within the air, is Yerushalmi that seems to say that, rokeik, or is it what the Bavli seems to say, and that is the separating. Okay. What kind of not spraying deodorant is not included according to anyone. That's not spraying in the air. That's something else. Okay. Anyway, marchikin es hagoren kavua min ha'ir chamishim ama. So we have to distance the goren kavua 50 amas from the city. Lo yasa adam goren kavua b'toch shelo. Even within his own property, he cannot make it. Elam ken yishlo chamishim ama l'kol ruach. Unless he has 50 amas radius to all the sides. Umarchik minitiosav shel chaveiro uminiro. And I have to distance it from my friends. Items that he planted, and from his near, even from his plowed field, from his near, so that it doesn't do damage. It doesn't do damage. What does that mean, the last line? So it doesn't do damage? Does that mean even less? Does that mean even less than a 50 amos? The first half of the Mishnah gives us a specific shear, and the second half says, no, as long as it doesn't damage, maybe it could even be 10 amos, 20 amos. So that's what the Gemara says. Maishna resha, maishna seifa. What's the difference? The first half of the Mishnah seems to give an objective shear. You need 50 and no less. Well, the second half of the Mishnah says, as long as it doesn't do damage, which makes it sound like even less. Amar Abaya, Seifa Asan Lagorin She'eno Kavua. Now, the Seifa, where it says, as long as it doesn't damage, is talking about a non-Kavua, a non-permanent Gorin. So then even less than 50 is okay. Hey, Chidabi Gorin She'eno Kavua, why is that? Isn't winnowing? So what's the difference if the shaft is going to go fly away and do damage? Amar Biosi, Rabbi Chanina, Kol She'ena by Azor Gorin She'ena Kavua, Kol She'ena Zor Mi Barachas. It means if you don't winnow with one of those big pitchforks, so it's not going to spread as much. So therefore, you don't need as much space. That was all part one. Rav Ashi says no. Matam Ka'amar. The whole issue in the Mishnah, it says Kadesh Lo Yazik at the end. That's not giving a different shear than the Resha. As Rashi says in the second to last line, Shi'ura de Seifa Karesha. Right, the shear of the Seifa is like the Resha. They're both 50 amos. It's just that the Seifa adds in the reason why 50 amos, so that it doesn't do damage. My taima, back to the Gemara. My taima, marchikin goren gafua min ha'ir chamishim ama, kidei shelo yazik. That's all. The Seifa is giving the reason for the Mishnah. Ask the Rashba, what's the chiddush of this Mishnah? Isn't every Mishnah that we've had in this parak already? Kidei shelo yazik. Right, you have to be marchik this, you have to be marchik that. So everything's kidei shelo yazik. So why is this Mishnah all of a sudden mentioning kidei shelo yazik? So the Rashba says no, because of the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah specifically said you have to have Archakis not because of Shelo Yazik, but because of Noi Ha'ir, the beauty of the city. You have to leave off the trees, you have to leave off the different things in the Midrash. So Dafka, the contrast to the previous Mishnah. Once you said this, you have to, now, okay, we're going back. We're going back to what the previous Mishnahs were about. V'nir Ali says the Rashba, the Itzrich Mishum, the Tana, La'elmina, because it says earlier, Marchikin Asa'ila Mena'ir, Esum Chameshama, right, we have the distance from the tree from the city 25 Amas, become a Farish Taima B'Gamar Mishum Noye Ha'ir, and we want to explain it to the previous mission was because of the beauty of the city, so, and then Noye Ha'ir cannot be, is not Nitan Limcho, as we discussed. That's That's one answer. Or the other answer given is a new answer. We didn't fully discuss this yesterday, but the other answer is we mentioned the machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi yesterday. Which cities have this Noye Ha'ir element to it? Do you remember Rashi said all are Yisrael? All are Yisrael. Rashi had Shavuos Daf Tzayin said all are Yisrael. The Rambam, I'm sorry, Rashi said all the cities Bukafos B'Yeshua Ben Nun. The Rambam says all are Yisrael. There was another Shita which I did not mention yesterday, and that was the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah here on our Gemara says all are Yisrael, even in Chutz La'aretz. Even in Chutz La'aretz, if you could have a city called in Ir Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz. So says the Rashba here, maybe this Mishnah is being La'afuke that. The Kamash Malan, the Bein Bar Yisrael, Bein Bar Chutz La'aretz, Marchikin. This Mishnah is telling you it's based on Hezek, and therefore it applies even in Chutz La'aretz. Unlike the earlier ones, which was Noyah Ir, that only apply in Eretz Yisrael, which is against the Yad Ramah, but that's the Rashba's second day here. Why it says Kadesh L'Yasek, even though that's what most Mishnayos in the parak are. Okay, 2 days there. It says the Gemara Meisvei, 5 lines up. Meisvei Marchikin Goren Kavua Min Ha'ir Chamishimama. You have to distance the Goren Kavua, a permanent Goren, from the city. Okay, Shem Shemarchikin Min Ha'ir Chamishimama. And just like we have to distance it from the city 50 amos, Kach Marchikin Midlu Av Umikshu Av Uminitios Av. I also have to distance it not only from a city, but from my friends, private, the luav, the gourds, the melons, kshuin, cucumbers, uminitiyosav, other plants of his, uminirushachavero, even from an empty plowed field. 50 amos have to distance from all of them, kidei shalo yazik. So a beferish puts the shear of 50 amos with the reason of kidei shalo yazik. So bishlo ravashi nicha, so I understand ravashi, the second answer, who says it's the same exact shear in the ration of the seifa, and the reason is kidei shalo yazik. El li abaya kasha, but according to abaya, the first opinion kasha, right, because abaya said that there's differences between kidei shalo yazik and 50 amos, kasha. So question goes unanswered. Next, now the Gemara explains. You need 50 amos away when you build this shovah. So, bishlam mimik shovah umitu luav. I understand that you have to be 50 amos away from items that are growing in your friend's field. The ozel avka, the dirt, the dust, the chaff will go. The ozsi belibe will literally go in the heart of the field. Umatzvile, and burn it up. You're going to cause problems for it. Cause problems in the field. If the chaff goes on my plants, that's going to ruin my plants. Ella mi niro am I, but away from my friend's plowed empty field? Right? Why is that going to hurt it? Why is my shift? There's nothing planted there. It's all empty. Why is that going to hurt it? So Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavta, the Itamer Rabbi Abba Bar Zutra, Mipnesha Osa Oso Galal. It's still going to cause problems because it's making it into Galal. Rashi explains, Marbelo Zevel. Because when these shaft decomposes, it's going to be like fertilizer. It's going to be too much. You put too much fertilizer, it's going to destroy the plants that it was meant to help. So therefore, that's why you have to distance 50 amos even from the near of your friend. Weiter. More hachakas nizakin. Remember, we got a few blot left. A few blot left through 3 to be exact, and then we get it to chaskas abad. Marchikin es ha nevelos, the es ha kvaros, the es ha bursaki. I have to distance nevelos. Say I have I have carcasses of animals. Nevelos. The esha, what's that right? Nevela trefa. Nevela is an animal that was not shechted. Right? There was no proper shechita done to it. Nevela. Trefa is an animal that had shechita, but it had a problem with it. So the big shaila in the chronim, is there any connection between the two? Is a trefa a animal that didn't have a heter shechita? Is that what a trefa is? Even though it had a maisa shechita, it didn't have a heter shechita, therefore it's similar to nevela. A nevela didn't even have a maisa shechita. A trefa had a maisa shechita, but didn't have a heter shechita. Or do you say, no, trefa is something different? Right. So the relationship between nevela and trefa, I remember Rabbi Gedak told us, that was Reb Chaim's Bar Mitzvah Shetel. Right, the relationship between nevela and trefa. I think there's a letter at the end of the Griz, in the Griz of the Rambam, about this relationship. That's a nevela. Shemachiki is a nevela, it's vesa kvaris, and graves. You got a distance at 50 amas outside the city. Remember one of our Morei Derech, when he was showing us the kever of David HaMelech by Shar Tzion there. So one of the members of the Tiol said, "Oh, how do we know this is David HaMelech's? Are we sure about anything? How do we know this is David HaMelech's kever? Shouldn't it be in Ir David?" So he said, "If you do the measurements, it's about 50 amas away from Ir David." And we know the halacha is you cannot build a cemetery, you can't bury somebody except 50 amos out of the city. So it works out about exactly the place where we think, again, I'm not a scholar, I'm not going to do all the research, but I remember he said that it's about 50 amos away from Ir David, right, it's around the corner over there from Silwan, so it could be that's about 50 amos. Right here is the makor for that halacha. Right, you have to distance a kever from a city 50 amos. There's a bursiki, and also a bursiki, a tanner, right, bina ir. All of these lachora, why? Same reason. Rashi says, mishum reach ra'a. They smell bad. They smell bad, and therefore one has to have that distance. If you look in the in Yerodea, in the posuk in Yerodea, the teres zahav, that's the levush of Yerodea, ayin tes zayin. Shach quotes him all the time and argues with him. Look at the teres zahav in Simin Shin Samach. Hey, that's where this halach is quoted. You have to go 50 amos away. The Aterazav, the Lavush there says, why? Why do I have to go first 50 amos? Shalu yifku'u bo tamid, so people don't keep bumping into the graves. V'yis'atzvu, and they'll become sad. They'll be able to live their life. They'll constantly see and become depressed. And says the Shach, v'lo duck, datay mihu b'pesha reach ra'am. What is the different reason? Not only Reach Rab, because you're going to bump into it. So says the Ber Hetev there. The Ber Hetev says, V'yef Shalomar. Ber Hetev usually just quotes. Usually quotes. This is what the Shach says, what the Paz says. But once in a while, the Ber Hetev gives his own shot. So here he gives his own shot. Yefshalomar das, but the Gambal Lavush Svirulei. Maybe the Lavush also is the reason as Reach Ra. Shaharei, look in Ir Shushan. What's the Ir Shushan? That's the Lavush on Choshe Mishpat. I mentioned in the past that the Lavush, his name is Rav Mordechai Yaffe, he lived a little after the Rabbah. He has four Svarim. He wrote one Sefer on each Chalik of Shulchan Aruch. And he named it, on Aruch Haim is called Lavush Malchus, right? On Yerodei it's called the Teres Zahav. Choshe Mishpat is called the Ir Shushan, and on Eved Ezra is called Butzvar Gamon. Where's the Kaddish? Pasuk in the Megillah. Mordechai Yatzev Melefnei Amela. Mordechai Yafi. Bilavush Malchus Vateres Zahav. Right? All these things are in there. This is the Lavush. This is Lavush. Story about the Lavush also, but not for now. Anyway, so the Lavush also holds to that. But look in the Ir Shushan. Right? The Ber Hetev knew it was the same person. Elo Hakamash Malan. What's the Kiddush? Even if the reason of Reach Ra doesn't apply in a certain circumstance. That's what Lavush is saying. For example, let's say you bury someone. You don't just put him near the ground. You bury him very deep in the ground. So there is no Reach Ra or any ofan acher to lo shayach v'tamanal. Still, do it 50 amos away. Kedei shelo yiru tamid v'yis'atzvu. V'ulai ha'idei kein yo'or atzmo lasos evel u'b'chia yoser mizman shekabu chazal. You're going to call. What's the problem making people sad? Sorry about his being sad. You can cause people to cry more than they're supposed to. You're not allowed to do that. Will be a unish, and you're going to be punished for that. Kavachikaz of Chazal, Alkein who bechal takanas Chazal shlo yisabel yosu midai. Not only can you not more and more, you can't do something that's going to cause people to have to more and more. So that's the discussion of the Notes of Kalim, Shin Samachay in Yerodea, the Taz, the Shach, and the Ater Zohar, and the Yerushushan, and the Ber Hetev. Everybody getting into the act. Okay, that is the top Mishnah. So you have to distance all these things from the city 50 amos. Next, ein osin bursaki el lemizrach ha'ir. We're not allowed to make a bursaki except to the east of the city. East of the city, you could build this tannery, which is a very smelly job. As Rashi says, the Gemara says in Brachos, you can't do this on Arab Shabbos. Go to the tannery because you're going to smell for a while. So you can't have a bursaki to the east of the city. Why not? What's the east of the city? So Rashi and Tosfos have opposite shitas here. Rashi says because the eastern wind is not so strong. So it's not going to blow the smell into the city so much. It's not going to blow. It's only bad when there's piranhas in the world. But generally, the eastern wind is not so strong, and therefore, do it in the east. Tosfos says the opposite. Tosfos says the western wind is very strong, and the western wind will counter any other wind that goes against it. It's very difficult that it'll push it away. Okay. What about the others? Do those have to also be Mizrachiyir? As a discussion in the Rishonim here, Rabbi Akiva Omer, l'kol ruach lo'osa chutz min ha'arava. Rabbi Akiva says you could build it on any side of the city except in the west. Why? See in the Gemara. U'marche chamishim ama, and you have to distance 50 amos. What is that going on? Which aspect of Rabbi Akiva? So again, we'll have to see. Rabbi Akiva says you can only build it in the west, and you have to distance 50 amos. What does he mean? The Gemara will discuss. Umarchikan as a mission, this line we've had before in the parak. Umarchikan as a mishra min al-yarek. And also, if you build a, if you're making a flax pit where you're going to soak clothing, so then you have to distance that from any vegetable of your friend because it's going to damage it. Vesakreshim min abisalim, leeks from onions. Vesachardom min adivorim, and you have to distance your mustard seeds from bees. Because all of these are damaging to the other one. Rav Yossi marked of a chardel. Rav Yossi allows a chardel, as we'll see again in the Gemara. We had it already. Rav Yossi holds that, hey, you're just as mazik as I'm mazik. So therefore, you have to distance. E ba ilahu. That's the Gemara. What was Rabbi Akiva, what did he mean in the Mishnah when Rabbi Akiva said, you could build it to any saw, you could build it only in the west, and distance 50 amos. So Rabbi Akiva hechi ka'amar, we'll call ruachu osa. Does he mean you could build any of the other ones to any direction? Visomech? And you can do it very close. Anything else you can build right next to the city, right? Except chut b'ma'arava demarchik nunamos amos v'ose. But if you put it in the west, you can't pull in the west. And if you do it in the west, you got to do at least 50 amos away. Is that what he means by the marchik 50 amos? Is that going on the west? Odilma or no? L'kol ruachu ose u'marchik hamishim ama. Any other direction that you put it in, you need 50 amos. Chut b'ma'arava de'in osa klal. But you're not allowed to build these to the west of the city at all. How do you understand Rabbi Akiva? Says the Gemara Tashma. Maybe you learn from the Brisa. The Tanya Rabbi Akiva Omer will call Ruach Ose Umarcha Chamishim Ama Chus B'Ma'arava Dein Ose Kolikar. Right, like the second interpretation. 50 amas you got to have away from any other direction. Called Dein Ose Kolikar. You can't build it in the west at all. Why? Mipnei Shehi Tadira. Because it is Tadir. Because it is constant. It is always. What is that? What's constant? What's always? So the rest of the daf until the next Mishnah, we're going to have a little semi-agadata as we get into different winds, at least not regular halacha, I should say. And you'll see. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman, my tadir, what does it mean? The Rabbi Akiva says you can't build this in the west because it's constant. Ilema tadir baruchos. Does it mean that it has a constant wind? It's a constant wind that comes from the west, and therefore it's always going to blow into town. So, v'ha'amar Rav Chanan bar Abba, amarav, dalad ruchos menashos b'chol yom. What do you mean? There are four winds. There are four winds that blow every day. It doesn't matter what the meteorologist says. It's going to be only a certain wind. All four winds blow every day in a certain spiritual sense. The ruach tzfonis im kulan, and the northern winds with all of them. She'el mole kenein ha'olam iskaim ha'filo sha'achas. Because without the northern wind, tempering the effect of the other winds, so then the world would not be able to exist, even for a moment. Right? The Gemara talks about, and the Rishonim in Sefer Yehoshua discussed, the northern wind is what calms the world and allows us not to get become into a dangerous situation after a bris milah. And that's why possibly there's a day in the Radak in Yehoshua that says that's why they didn't do bris milah all the years in the Midbar. Why? The pasuk says, Rashi quotes it on Uvrischa Yinsoru, Zosa Bracha. Right, what is the quote there? Rashi quotes that only Sheva Levi did bris milah in the Midbar, but nobody else did. Why didn't anybody else did? Because it's a day in the Radak, because we were surrounded by Anan HaKavod. We were surrounded by the clouds. And if Hashem would have made that northern wind blow like it's supposed to be Merapah, then the winds of the clouds would have blown away. So therefore, we couldn't do bris milah. Why did Levi do bris milah? They took their chances, Moser Nefesh. Okay, but the Radak asked on that one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an ace to have the cloud. He couldn't make an ace to have the wind and not have the clouds move. But he could have done that just as well also. He wants to limit the Nisan that happened. Fascinating discussion in the Radak there in Yehoshua. That Radak, I think, is in the parak by Harvo Surim, where Yeshua ben Nun did all of the milas at the beginning before the first Karban Pesach. So says the Gemara, says the Braisa. So you see, the northern wind is the most constant. So what does Rabbi Akiva talking about? That the western wind is the most constant, so you can't have a bursaki in the west. The northern wind, we finished the Braisa. Before we answer the question, the ruach d'rom is kashmi kulan. The southern wind is the most difficult, the most dangerous. V'omali ben neitz shema amida, and if ben neitz, Rashi says it's a malach, right? If ben neitz wouldn't prevent it from doing its job or just going to its full strength, machreves asaolam, the entire world would be destroyed. Imagine 10 times worse than a regular earthquake, not an earthquake, a regular tornado. Think about winds. We know dangerous. We can think about dangerous winds. Shneamar. Hami binascha ya'aveh neitz, right? With your wisdom, ya'aveh neitz. Neitz will spread its wings. Yifros k'rafav l'teiman. As you see, neitz protects us. So, kashan Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, so how could he say, kashan our understanding of Rabbi Akiva, how could we say tadir means the wind is tadir? It should mean that you see here that there's another tadir wind. Alamai tadira tadir b'shechina. It means that the Shechina is always there. The Shechina is b'mayrav. The Shekhinah is in the west. The Amar of Shubin, we'll get back to that soon. The Amar of Shubin, Levi, Bo v'nachzik tol avoseinu. Baruch Hashem, says Rav Shubin Levi, to our forefathers. Baruch Hashem to our forefathers. Shehodi onu makom tefila. They told us which directions is davening. Baruch Hashem. Shetichziv, because the Pasuk says, we say it every morning, Utzva Hashemarayim l'chom ishtachavim. The Tzva, the armies of the heavens, bow down to you, God. Meaning what? The sun rises in the east, and therefore the sun bows towards the west. As it rises, it's bowing towards the west. That's how you know that we're supposed to bow to the west, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is in the west. Right? It bows to the west. We mentioned in the past, but every time it comes up, it's a great Rambam to mention, the Rambam in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah. The Rambam mentions in Gimel Test, just meeting somebody last night, we're talking about the Daf. That's the Gaus of the Daf is not just covering all the topics, but mentioning the items that come up every couple of months so that it becomes ingrained into our brain, these sources. And we should try to have the attitude of, oh, we get to mention it again, or, oh, he's mentioning it again. Right, that's it. But the Rambam says, Gimel Tes, Kol Akol Chavim V'Hal Galgalim, the Rambam holds all the celestial beings, the stars and the Galgalim, Kulam, and maybe some people missed the Daf that day, so it's good to mention. Right, any stars in Galgalim, Kulam Ba'alei Nefesh V'Deya V'Haskelheim, says the Rambam, they are all Ba'alei Nefesh, they have knowledge, they have wisdom, says the Rambam, and they have Haskel. V'Heim Chayim V'Omdim, the sun, the moon, the stars, they are alive, they stand, U'Makirem Esmi She'amar V'Hayah Olam, and they recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol echad ve'echad lefi gadlo ulefi ma'alato. Every one of them mishabchim umefarim liotram kimo hamalachim. Just like the malachim are bnei da'as, they might not have bechira, but they are bnei da'as. So do they. Ukeshem shemakirim es hakadosh baruch hu kach makirim es atzman umakirim es hamalachim shalom malay mehen. Every level of being, says the Rambam, has in the world, has self-awareness and has awareness of those that are above him. They don't have awareness of those that are below him. The sun doesn't recognize humans. People, right, people recognize animals, but in a different way, right? So that's, v'das ha-kochavim v'ha-galgalim, what about the stars? Me'uta, their das is me'uta midas ha-malachim v'gedola midas b'nei ha-adam. But it's all on the same line. People, constellations, angels, all on the same line, says the Rambam. They're all Ba'alei Deyabi Nefesh V'Haskel. Right? And that's what we say. Shabbos morning, Yitzaram B'da'as B'vinu V'Haskel. It doesn't mean God made them with Deyabi Nefesh V'Haskel. It means he created them with, to have. And we quoted the Pirush on this, right? There's no Kesef Mishnah in Yisodiyat Torah. At least we don't have it. So the Pirush there explains, how do you know? He says, because if something goes thrown up to, in the air and it falls right down, that's gravity. That's gravity. That shows it. There's no das to that rock. It goes back to where it came from. But if there is an orbit, if there is a circle and something does not come back to exact, doesn't sling back to where it came from, says the Rambam, that shows that there's das. That shows that there is a bechavana movement. Shehab sheyadu zemitinuasam shezua tnuah iafshar shetia tivis kitinuas ha'even lamata va'ish lamala. Can't be natural. It must be because it desires to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. It's an important Rambam. Not all Rishonim would agree to that, but that's Gimel Tas in Yesodei HaTorah. But here we're talking about the different winds and the sun following HaKadosh Baruch Hu's lead with the sun bowing to the west. Here it is. Fascinating Tosfos. Coming today for this Machlokas. Tosfos says, what do you need to prove it from the sun? And the sun bowing down, says Tosfos, Utsva Hashemayim. Says Tosfos, why don't you just prove it from the Beis HaMikdash, that the Kodesh Kodashim was in the west? That proves that Shechin is B'mayrev. So what do you have to have the sun bowing down? Fourth line of Tosfos. V'yib tomar amaylo neda makam tilam b'beis HaMikdash, shahayis Hashem Shechinah B'mayrev. Says Tosfos, two answers. Number one, we're going to have opinions that say Shechin is everywhere, not in the west. So it's still no riot from the Beis HaMikdash, because you have to put the Aron somewhere. The fact that you choose the west doesn't prove that it has to be the west. It's really everywhere. You just have to choose one place. Or number two, says the Ritzba, find the Beis HaMikdash was in the west, but the Aron was in the east of the Kodesh Kadashim. That's Shitas Tosfos. Shitas Tosfos was that the Aron was closer to the front, closer to the door of the Kodesh Kodashim. Mikom Akom Ha'aron Shashchin Hashem Tachsiv V'Nomatzik L'Hashem Hayeh B'Mizrach Beis Kachi Yad Kodashim. Tosis L'Pasra Chafhei, the Aron was on the east side of the Kodesh Kodashim. Number one. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam is beferish against this. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira Dalet Aleph. Even Haisa B'Kodesh Kakadashim B'Ma'aravo. There was a stone in the Kodesh Kodashim on the west side of the Kodesh Kodashim. The Aleha Hayah Ha'aron Munach. And on that stone, Eben Shesia, right? That's where the Aron was. Ulafanav, Sinsenes Hamanu Malta Aron. We spoke about this a couple weeks ago. We spoke about what was in the Aron, next to the Aron. So the Rambam holds that the Mun and the stick of Aron was right in front of the Aron. Uba Eisha Bada Shlomo Zabayis. When Shlomo built the Beis Hamikdash, he knew that it was Asid Lihi Charev. Bana Makom Lignos Bo Ha'aron Lamata. The Matmonios, he built the secret chambers underneath. V'Yoshio HaMelech commanded, and he was gonez, the Aron, in the place that Shlomo built, and he also was gonez, the Mun, and the Mata Aron, and the Shemana Mishcha. And V'kal Eilu Lochaz V'bay Sheini. Right, all of these, we're going to see the Mun. Here you find a base of Migdash, and didn't decompose. Right, and all these did not return in Bay Sheini, the Aron continues, etc. But it's Beferish. Beferish Bachlokas Tosis in the Rambam. Where was the Aron? Was the Aron in the west side or the east side of the Kodesh Kodashim? Achronim ask on both of them that we're going to have a Gemara later on the upside of the test that it seems like the Aron was mamish in the middle. So where was the Aron? So we'll have to see the Rashbam there. We'll have to see the Gemara later on the Tzadik test. The Michas Chinuch points out this machlokas. Michas Chinuch and Tzadik K points out this machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam. He says Nirei. I would think, what's this svar? Where do they get this from? Why the Rambam say what he says? Says the Minchas Chinuch mitzad svara kiva de b'mayrav ikar hashras hashchina. Because the Kodesh Kodashim was there, so the Chara, you put this there too. You put the Aron there too. Look, Rabbi Svara. Alright, what's the Svara of the Ritzvah? Svara of the Ritzvah is, we know from elsewhere, that from Midos, I think, that every once in a while they had to send technicians into the Kodesh Kodashim to fix things. The Lorman by the ladder. You have to send people in to fix things, so you might as well put it as close to the door as possible. Why are they going to have to walk in more into the Kodesh Kodashim? That must be the Svara of the Ritzvah. Says the Minchas Chinuch. They put it close because they have to fix things. Why should they have it farther away if there's no need? Kain nire pashut. So that's what I think. Is clear. And then he quotes the Tzitzenes Haman and the Mata Aaron. He says, where did the Rambam get that from? Right? Where does it say there's a mitzvah to put it there? It's not one of the 613. The Asisa Aaron putting the Luchos in, that's putting the Aaron there. That's a mitzvah. So he says, Ubavadai bizman mehazman bebayis rishon. O bebayis ha'asid she yizgalu advar manignazim v'yanichum bimkoman when they come back bevadei mitzvah she yivunachem sham. Bevadei, there's going to be a mitzvah then to put the man and the mata there. B'mecha lokech already takes it. They're going to violate a mitzvah aseh. Because as sarachiyun, why the moniyah mitzvahs did not count this as a mitzvah aseh, putting the man and the mata there. Maybe it was only for Moshe. Maybe it was only for Aaron. He says adayin sarachiyun. Okay, but that is an important machlokes to be aware of. Tosfos Ramba. Viter. Says the Gemara. Maskus, we just said. Baruch Hashem, which we know which direction to daven in. We'll get to Mesachas Brachas a little later. Maskav l'aracha bar Yaakov, v'dil ma'kevish al-dapras me'rabo, v'chozal al-achar v'mishtachaveh. How does it arrive that the sun sets and goes towards the west and bows down to the west? Maybe it's like when we walk away from the Kotel, we go backwards. We're bowing down, but we're walking away. So maybe the sun, you know, just went to greet God in the east, and is bowing down and walking away. So maybe he's really in the east. Kasha. You okay? It's not such a big great raya. Kasha. Rav Oshia, Savar Shechina b'chol makom. And Rav Oshia argues, Rav Oshia says, no, the Shechina is everywhere. V'yam Rav Oshia, may tachsev atahu Hashem levadecha, ato asis as ha-shamayim, v'chulu. In the continuation of the pasuk, it says, shluchecha lo k'shluchei basav adam. Your shluchim are not like human shluchim. When I send somebody to do a task, he has to come back and tell me that it was done. Right? But your shluchim, you tell them to do a shluchas, and when they get there, they tell you, we did it. Meaning it's all in the same place. Shedemar hasa shalach birekib burakim. I send lightning, v'yelech, when it goes, v'yomru l'cha, hinenu, it says, oh, we did it. But he says it there. Yavou v'yomru lo ne'amar, ela v'yelchu v'yomru. Malami sh'ashchina b'chol makom. You see, they went and they told God. That shows that the Shechina is everywhere. I don't know if I have to read it now, but the Arachayim HaKadosh in Parshas Truma talks about what it means to have different different levels of Shechina. Shechina in the west, Shechina everywhere, right? So what exactly does that mean? That if somebody learns by themselves, the Shechina is there. If two people learn, if five people learn, if 10 people learn, if 600,000 Jews are together, you know, different Shechina is there. Shechina is there. Different levels and intensities of Hashraz Hashchina. Right, Rabbi Bishmal Sabra Shchina B'chamakam. He also holds it. Tanya Rabbi Bishmal. Minai just Shchina B'chamakam. Shademar. He didn't have Malach Adover B. Yotzei. The Malach that speaks to me is Zacharia. Is goes out. Umalach Acher Yotzei L'Kraso. And the Malach, a different Malach, is going towards God. Right. He went. Somebody went from God by me, and somebody's going towards God from the other direction. Acher Lo Nemer L'Kraso. So they're going to him from different sides. That also proves it. Rav Sheshes also holds it. Rav Sheshes told his attendant, remember, Rav Sheshes was blind. So he told his attendant, right, he didn't know which way was Mizrach. Stand me up and face me to any direction. Levar mi Mizrach. Don't face me east. Why? Not because the Shekhinah is not there. The Shekhinah is everywhere. Elamishum demoru ba mini. That's where the Minim say to Davin. They say the David to the east. Rabbi Yavo Amar Shechina B'Mayrav. Rabbi Yavo, the whole Shechina is B'Mayrav. So Amar Rabbi Yavo, my Urya Avir Ya. Shechina is B'Mayrav because Urya comes from Avir Ka, the Avir of God, in front of God. What does that mean? Rashi has two opposite opinions. Maybe Urya means the east. Maybe Urya means the west. Unclear. Tosa says it means the east. But how do you say Urya? The air of God is coming from where? That's a machlokas. Fascinating Mor Nevuchim. Mor Nevuchim to remember. Mor Nevuchim writes in Gimel Mem Hey. Right, I incriminated myself because I see I have underlined this before. Right, Gimel Mem Hey. The Mor Nevuchim, so I might have mentioned it. Why Dafka the West? What's so we know? B'mayrav, Shechina B'mayrav, in terms of brachas going to the bathroom in certain directions, having your bed in certain directions. Shechina, but why the West? So he says Avram Avinu was Makadish the West because all the Ovdei Avodah Zarah faced east and they all worshipped the sun. And that was what their life was about. East, east, east. Avraham Avinu says, I need my Jews' backs to the east. I need turn around. Don't face it. The time of Devil Adaiti, as the Rambam writes so much in Mor Nevuchim about everything that's countering Avodah Zarah. Kiva Chaisa Hash, Kafa Hamufur Shemesh Ba'olam, Oz, Avodas Hashemesh, Vishahiho Eloka. Everything was about the sun. The Ein Safek, Shayu Kol B'nei Adam Ponim L'Mizrach. I have no doubt, says the Rambam, that they all prayed east. Avram had to do something, the Farhesian public, that Jews are not like that. So everybody in the world prays east, we pray west. Lefichach pana Avram Avinu l'mayra b'har Moriah klomar b'migdash kedei sheyiu achrav l'shemesh. Halotir Yisro b'zman Risham. Look in Navi, when B'nai Yisrael are rebelling against God, what does it say? V'achorehem, right, their backs are to the west. Right, it's dafka because they're doing what the Ovdei Avodah Zarah do. V'havein dover niflazeh. Understand this, the Rambam writes in Arabic, translated into Hebrew. Havein davar niflazeh. And then at the end, he says, also fascinating, in that same paragraph, why in the Torah does it not say where Yerushalayim is? Where the Makam Eretz Beis HaBechir is? It just says, Makam Asher, they're going to show you, Yesh Asher Yivchar Bo, all these. Why? Three reasons why it doesn't tell us exactly where Yerushalayim is in the Torah. Number one, because if it says in the Torah, other nations are going to try to fight us and kill us for it, because they'll know that's the Matarata Olam. Right, look at it now, even though it didn't even say it, and we just say now it's now this is ours, look what fighting there is. Number one. Number two, so that other nations don't destroy it because they know this is our holy place, which they did anyway. Right? The first two happened anyway, but imagine what would have happened. And number three, which is the most chashuv, so that when going into Eretz Yisrael, no Shevet said, I want this, but this is where the Beis HaMikdash is going to be. No. Let's split up the land, and then we'll figure out where the base is going to be, so no Shevet could demand it. Kadesha lo yavakish kol Shevet sheizim enach laso v'yichbosh oso v'yehesh shom min ha-machlokas v'akatata l'ficha bo'at zivuish lo yivne beis ha-bechira until after HaKamas Melech, after everything. Kadesha tehei ha-hachlata b'yad echad v'yistalko ha-katatas. So that decisions are made by one person. Because the decisions cannot be made by a group, says the Mor Nevuchim, it's got to be made by one. Like we had yesterday. Right? You got a pot of two shutfim, it's never going to get hot. Ooh. Okay. Weiter. Amar of Yehuda. This week's parsha. Or next week's parsha. Right? What does it say in Hazinu? Yarav Kadam Alichi. Rabbi Yehuda is going to darshan every phrase in the pasuk to refer to a different wind. Yarav Kadam Alichi. Zu Ruach Maravis. That's the western wind. Shebam Yarav Shalolam. That comes from the back of the world. The back of the roll. That's the western wind. Tizak adalam rasi zero zero tzvonis shema zelas as azov. Right, that's a northern wind that makes gold cheaper because it ruins all the crops and therefore everything's cheaper. Nobody spends money. V'cheinu omer hazalim zav mikis. Kisir malidesha zuru murach mizrachis. Shemisaeris is called olam kisir. It makes the eastern wind makes the whole world stormy like a demon. Kerviviv malayesev zuruach dromis. Shumala revivim umagadal tasavim. It's a nice wind that grows grass and grows trees. There's a lot of symbolism here, obviously. Rabbeinu Gershom here says, you can look at it, talking about Torah Lashma, Torah Shelo Lashma, Rabbeinu Gershom. Tanya, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Olam la'achsadra hu dome. The world is like a dome, but an achsadra, a dome without one side. One side open. V'ruach tzfonis einem mesuveves. The northern side of the world in the heavens is open. Is open. The kivin sheigia chama etzel kerem aravis tronis. When the sun gets to that corner, mechtefes va'olo lamalam and arakia. It gets there and it goes back up. It goes backwards up to where it is, and that's when we don't see it. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no, olam lekubu dome. No, it's kubu. It's all enclosed. It's like a tent. V'ruach tzfon is besuveves. It's all enclosed. V'kivin shechama magaz lekerem aravis tronis. Once the sun gets there every day, mechtefes va'chazeres achare kipe. It goes behind. It goes behind. It comes back around. Right, therefore, it is totally enclosed. It goes through a window to get through. Rashi says, again, obviously, is this literal? Some of Harshim say it's symbolic, but it gets into the astrology that we're not going to go into right now. Shneamar holech al darom v'soviv al tzafon v'chulu holech al darom b'yom v'soviv al tzafon b'layla. During the day, it goes towards one way, and during the night, it goes the other way. Soveiv, soveiv, holecha ruach, basi vosav shava ruach. What does that mean? Elu pnei mizrach, upnei mayrav, shepamim misavav asan, upamim mahalach asan. Rashi explains, the Mefarshim will explain, this means whether it's the summer or the winter, the sun has longer orbits or shorter orbits, more stronger or shorter or longer days. So sometimes the sun will be in front of certain constellations, sometimes it'll be behind certain constellations, depending on the axis that the sun is going on at a specific day. Fine. Hu haya omer. Asan le Rabbi Eliezer. He used to say, and the he is Rabbi Eliezer. So getting back to winds. Min ha cheder tavo sufa zu duruach deromis. From the cheder, from the inside, is going to come the wind. That's the southern wind. Umi mizarim kara zuruach tzfonis. And from mizarim kara cold will come. That's the northern wind. Mi nishmas ekel yitim karach. From the breath of God, so to speak, ice will come, zu ruach maravis. V'rochav mayim b'mutzak, zu ruach mizrachis. Okay, all different winds. V'yomar ma ruach deromis ma'alur v'yim ha'gadol tasavim. What do you mean? The southern wind is good. Why does it say here that the southern wind is going to bring sufa, storms? Well, kasha hadasi mitra b'nichusa v'habishvichusa. It's going to bring rain. Sometimes it's going to bring nice rain. Sometimes it's going to bring wild rain. Amrav Chisda might have said mitzafon zahav yasaf, from the north gold will be brought. Zuruf tzfonis shemazelas azav is going to the northern wind causes gold to be cheaper, so it's going to ruin everything. V'cheinu Amir hazalim zahav mikis. Amrav my papa Amrav Chisda miyom shachar beis hamikdash lo hukshama ruach deromis. From the day the beis hamikdash was destroyed, the southern wind was never hukshama. Was hukshama? It never was moist and the good dews that it used to bring. Shneamar vayigzer al yamin v'ra'ev vayochal al smo v'lo saveu. That's the drashes. V'chsiv safon yamin atabratam. So you see, he's referring to the winds. V'yamar rafim bar papa rav chizdam yam shachar beis hamigdash enak shemim yordim meotzer tov. We don't get rains from the otzer tov anymore. Shneamar yiftach Hashem lachas otzaro hatov. Hashem will open up for us the great, good otzars. When we're doing God's will and we are in Eretz Yisrael, when you have both of those, then we're going to get it. Period. Amar Rav Yitzchak famous. Harotzeh sheyachkim yadrim v'sheyashu yatzvin. If somebody wants to be wise, he should look to the south. If you want to be rich, you should look to the north. Daven to the north and the south. V'simanech shulchan batzafon u'menorah badarum. And the siman is the shulchan, which symbolizes riches, malchus, that's in the north. And the menorah, which symbolizes wisdom, is in the south. A lot to say, we'll talk about it. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar, la'olam yadrim. No, always look to the south, even to get rich. Shemitoch shemischakim is asher, because wisdom will bring you riches. Shenemar, oroch yamim b'mina, v'smol la'osher v'kavet. Right, if you worry about your right, you'll get the left. V'ha, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar shechina b'mayruv. Going back to earlier, didn't Rabbi Yeshua say, Shechina is b'mayruv, so what do you mean, look to the south? The mitzadeh, that's due day. You've got to kind of like do the corner, the southern west, right? Leans towards a corner. So you got to look to the corner. So we'll start off tomorrow. Let's finish up. We'll start off tomorrow with the Michtam Elio. What do you mean? What if you want both? Sounds like from the Gemara you can only have one or the other, right? You want to be rich, you want to be wise. So what is that about? Amalei Rabbi Chanina, the Michtam Elio quotes the Rabbi Nachman ben Breslov. Amalei Rabbi Chanina, Rav Ashi, Kagon Atun Diasvisa Bitzvon Deret Yisrael, Adrimu Adrume. You guys who live north of Israel, you should go. You should daven south because you can daven Deret Yisrael. Uminol and the bubble, it's from Deret Yisrael. Kaima heading a bubble to the north of Deret Yisrael. Dafsid mitzaf and tipasach hara akol yoshei aretz. Right, the north, the bands come from the north. That is Bavel. The Mefarshim try to figure out that Bavel is Bavel really north of Israel. It's kind of just east of Israel. But fine, just we'll end with the Tosfos. Tosfos back on Amud Aleph points out. Back on off, important Tosfos. Tosfos in Lechol. Tosfos holds that all of these other Amaram, until the last one, argue with the Brisa and Brachas that says that you got to dive into Eretz Yisrael, wherever you are. Right? Because these Amaram say you got to dive into the west. Doesn't matter where you dive in. They argue. But we paskin like the last mandalma of Rabbi Hanina, who says you dive into Eretz Yisrael. That's what we paskin, right? That's the Tosfos of Lechol. All these other opinions argue. Right? That is what Tosfos says. If you look in the Yad Ramah, the Yad Ramah says, what are you talking about? It's not a machlokes. All these Amaram are talking about where the Shechina is. But regarding Tefillah, that's not specifically. The Shechina is B'chol Makom. But regarding Tefillah, we dive into Eretz Yisrael. And nobody argues with that, like Rabbi Chanina. So it's machlokes Tosfos in the Yad Ramah, whether there is a machlokes between this and these deos and elsewhere. Okay, well, to stop here, by right before the Mishnah, Marchikin, but we'll start off tomorrow with the Michtam Elio. Then we'll get into Marchikin, and then we'll get back into Harchakas Nezakin issues.